Why didn't she just kill me?
Your punishment must be more severe.
Do you think he's coming back?
I don't know. Why would you run, Bane?
You should be as afraid of him as I am.
Oh, you're the show boy. You don't want to sit the road. Yeah. I don't do shit. What do they got to do with me?
Okay, fair enough. I'm not going to argue with that. I can't help it if I'm beautiful.
Leave that one alone.
Why don't we spoil that the movie? We've already fucking started it. We can't talk about Cody's film. I'm glad he picked this film because
we had to talk about this.
Cody picked The Dark Knight Rises, and I'm still hosting the most phenomenal one.
I'm the junior host, Cody.
And I'm Wayne, and I'm sure a lot of you people are going to hate us by the end of this, because you bastards all seem to like this fucking film, and I don't know why.
Do they really?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that do like this film, and I remember texting Cody after I got done watching, I said, I see why a lot of people hate this film, too.
I remember my initial screening after I saw it the first time, I actually genuinely liked it.
Yeah, same here.
Second time, I liked it a bit less. I was like, yeah, okay, there's more problems, but still pretty good. Saw it a third time, I'm like, eh. All right, cool.
You turn into a gangster.
Man. Dude, I just saw it now again. Yesterday morning, actually. And then I was like, holy fuck, yeah. This movie kind of pretty bad, actually.
Pretty bad.
Pretty fucking awful, actually. Yeah, I think I was on the same reaction. The first time I saw it, I knew there was problems in it, but I enjoyed it on a fan level. And then the second time I saw it, I was like, yeah, this is a lot. But this time I watched it, I was like, yeah, this movie is shit, actually. I was like, wow, this this was the start of Nolan's downfall.
Yes, it was. After that.
That motherfucker produced some shit and directed some shit now. God damn, dude, you need to come back to us now. You need to do that Akira movie now. You got no choice.
That's okay.
Actually, you're probably right. I actually don't want
to. Come on. Do you want a four-hour Akira film?
Oh, yeah. Keep his ass away. Go back to Memento style shit. Do that.
I don't need to be more confused walking out of a theater.
Yeah, Akira's pretty fucked up as it is. God knows what happens if he got his hands on it.
Jeez. No.
But even then, when I saw this movie, I did not originally love it like everyone else. But And I remember I'm out there, people say, oh, this is as good as Dark Knight. Bane's as good as the Joker. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys smoking?
Fucking mine.
The thing is, too, I actually like Bane in the film. I feel like he has a presence.
I agree.
But then it fucking ruins him. Like, it literally fucking ruins him. I've never seen an ending just, a third act at least just drop. Goddamn, Cody, give him a plot synopsis.
Plot synopsis. Okay, well, this is the highly anticipated sequel at the time, back in 2012, to The Dark Knight. Yeah. The Dark Knight Rises.
The film that Jordan Marquez said was going to make more than Avengers. The one that I got into an argument
with. By the way, that's probably the only show you need to listen to from the old days. That's hilarious.
I banned that episode. What are you talking about?
That shit was hilarious. You legit cut him off there. Like, fuck this.
Yeah, come on. Don't you ever talk to me about my son. I hang up on this nigga later. Fucking dare he tell. If a nigga that had no good reason why Dark Knight Rises is going to make more than it. No good reason at all. Just saying because Batman's just great. That's why. That's why. Fuck up. All
right, so basically this film picks up 8 years after The Dark Knight, where Batman, he goes vanishing into the night for 8 years. Why? I don't exactly know why.
He did it for 10, that's why.
Of course, this is for the death of Harvey Dent and him sacrificing everything he knew.
And Rachel, Cody, that's what.
Yes, Rachel, yes. Yes.
I'm sorry, but if a bitch dies, don't bury yourself 8 years.
Yes. This whole lie that Commissioner Gordon and Batman created led to the Dent Act, and this put a lot of criminals behind bars. And so this, I guess, apparently created a long extended peace time within Gotham City. But
how does that work, by the way?
They don't
like. I'm curious. How does the Dent Act put these criminals away? Shouldn't they be already away just because they're criminals?
Yeah. I guess the notion of Harvey Dent being involved put more emphasis on it. I don't know.
That means tell me that they just lazy then. Just fucking lazy.
Guess it's as good as mine, brother.
God damn. I was thinking about that like at least 20 minutes of the film. It's like, what is the Dent Act so important about putting criminals away?
I do not know.
Yeah, because then it makes the police actually do their job.
Oh, okay.
gotcha. But, so this works for a while, but things start to change monumentally when Bane, a member of the League of Shadows, comes on the scene and he challenges the ideals of Gotham society. So this, of course, causes Bruce Wayne to come out of hermit crab mode and get back into the suit to take on Bane and save the world, the city of Gotham, of course. So that's pretty much.
I gotta say, I never even thought about this, but Bane's plan in this movie is pretty fucking stupid.
Mm.
Well, the sad part is you said Bane's plan, which is not even his plan. He's just a fucking puppet.
Yeah.
That's when that shit me. The moment they made him a puppet, I'm like, yeah, Tom Hardy, you're better than this, man.
Take over a city without attracting the whole world of the country to you. That makes no I started thinking about the previous Batman films. Then after that, I was just like, "Wait a minute! This whole League of Shadows thing. How can you destroy a whole city and rebuild it in your vision without the whole country putting a missile on your ass?" Now that makes no sense.
Yeah, and even the Endgame. I'm probably jumping a bit ahead here, but even the Endgame, like he was going to go down with the city.
So yeah,
it's like you weren't going to reap the rewards. Of all what you worked for.
He so was like, doing it for point? Love.
But the thing was, even Talia was gonna. She wasn't even gonna go down with it though. So I was just like, so what? What? And here's the thing that I missed this too. I don't know how I missed this. That bomb only had a 6 mile radius. That wouldn't even take out the whole city.
6 miles.
6 miles.
They said that multiple times in the fucking film. 6 mile radius.
You literally, Batman. Pretty much could have told Joseph Gordon-Levitt, get all the people to this other side of town. I'm going to take the bomb on this side of town. Hey, Gotham is a huge fucking city.
Yeah, you saw those tracking shots.
He could have taken the bomb to the slums from Batman Begins, and that would have wiped that out. Problem solved.
Yeah, Gotham City is a huge fucking city. Fucking so a massive. 6 mile radius? That's nothing.
6 fucking miles.
I fucking run farther than that, fuck's sake.
Anybody fucking even put the bomb anywhere? Like even when the bomb is falling in the water, you just like, oh, it stayed secluded in that one little area right there. It's like, oh, that wouldn't have been that bad. Everybody's talking about, oh, this bomb's gonna go off. It's just like, well, wherever that bomb is, I'm gonna be on the other side then, whatever. That bomb ain't shit.
6 miles.
And even then,
six fucking miles. When he said that, I don't know what my mind must have blanked out when I first saw this movie or whatever, but when I heard him say that, I had to rewind and say, did that nigga just say 6 miles?
Yes, I'd never picked that up until I just saw it yesterday, too.
Wow,
I fucking missed that.
6 miles? Even though half of the town is in one area. I was like...
Yeah.
And then, the whole plan was just retarded. I was thinking about it, just like... How are you going to reshape a city? Like, okay, you destroy a part of Gotham. Big deal. It's just going to rebuild itself. But, you're trying to do some Vandal Savage shit here where it's like, I'll rebuild them back in my vision. But it's like, how the fuck are you going to do that without the rest of the country putting a missile on your ass?
Yeah.
That makes no sense. I was like, what is the end game here? Now that I think about it.
Yeah, there is no fucking end game.
The League of Shadows didn't exactly think this one through. Okay,
hell no. Yeah, once Ra's al Ghul died,
once the brains of the operation died, that nigga's rolling over his grave right now. Talia, there's a reason why I excommunicated you two. You're fucking ignorant. Good lord, he's like, girl, I know you grew up in a goddamn slum village tunnel or something like that, but clearly you gotta have a bigger brain than this. Come on now.
Yeah. All right, but before we get into the many negatives of this fuck film, is there anything positive you guys can point out?
Jim Gordon for me.
Jim Gordon. Okay.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I like that scene he had with JGL where after Bane read the letter about the which by the way, how many pages of that letter was there? And Bane only read a paragraph. Did y'all see how thick that shit was? That shit was, I know we nitpicking on that, whatever, come on.
Yeah.
That thing had like 7 pages, and this motherfucker read one page, and he kept flipping through all the ones. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. Did Jim Gordon write a sentence on each page?
It's also interesting how Gotham took Bane by his word on that. Like, he could have easily just made that shit.
Thank you.
I think, you know, when I got done watching, I said, I think we need to do commentary on it, because I said, I think we're going to miss some of the bad things in this movie, because I was like, there's so much bad stuff in every scene. And he just like, oh my God. Oh, and by the way, I guess we'll get a positive, but I want to say one more thing before we get into positive. Fuck Alfred. Fuck him in the
ass. Thank you. English cockney cunt.
Fuck that cunt.
I got a bunch of problems with fucking Alfred.
Man, there's so many fucking problems with Alfred, man. Fuck that dude in the ass. I hope he dies of cancer.
First two movies. Always behind you. Always with you. Ah, fuck you now. I'm leaving you to die.
What a cunt, dude. What a fucking
cunt. In the most harrowing fucking times. Really good now. He leaves.
Oh, Wayne was not sure.
Yeah, we're getting that later.
Okay, positive. I will say, when the first fight he had with Batman, Bane, I thought it was pretty intense. I liked it.
Okay.
It was pretty brutal. When Batman first comes back, I like how the officer is like, "Oh, you're in for a treat now." You know, I got a little excited there. I was like, "Oh, Batman!"
That was a little throwback to the Dark Knight Returns. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was cool. You know, I was gonna say some of the acting, but the longer the movie went on, I was just like, "Man, these characters are pointless." I was like, "Why is Catwoman in here?" And the funny thing is, I actually liked her before. I think that was one of the best Catwomans I've seen on screen, too. Because I was like, wow, she's not using fucking cat puns and shit like that. I fucking hate that character so goddamn much. It's not even funny, but she was fine. JGL is fucking absolutely pointless.
I agree.
Man, there was a lot of characters in here just pointless. I was like, god damn, dude. But positive. I guess my biggest positive I have is the first fight scene. I like that one a lot.
Okay. Wayne, you got anything? I'll let you go.
It looked nice.
Come on, I know you got more than that, Wayne.
Anything else, Wayne?
The more I see it, the more it annoys me, because there is so much shit that they could have done. I mean, there's a positive side. I like the music.
Zim is always going to bring it.
Some of the acting in some parts was good. But, yeah, overall, it's just, as you said, it's more the characters that were kind of, like, fucking frustrating. Because you're not needed. This is Batman's story. If it's meant to be his last finale, make it about fucking Batman. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hardy. Love Tom Hardy, but that fucking voice still shits me. Like, just fucking talk normal, for Christ's sake.
I love that voice. I'm not going to lie. I think it's what made him memorable.
Actually, that's true. Yeah.
I do love that line in the plane, though. He was just like, "No, you must stay," or whatever. And the dude's like, "Did we start the fire?" And he's like, he just looked at him and was like, nod his head, "Fire rises." I was like, "Oh, he said it! Yes!" I gotta say, I guess Cody gotta give his positives first.
I thought the opening was badass. Yeah. I loved it. Like you said, that fight between Batman and Bane in the sewers. I didn't think the actual fight itself looked all that great, because, you know, the choreography and Chris Miller films are shit, but the emotion behind that fight, the way it was staged, the way it was shot, even the dialogue, the setup, that was great. That was brilliant. I did like the initial sequence of Bane taking over Gotham City, like especially him blowing up the football field.
Yeah.
And that one sequence where
Fuck does he get that many explosives? Man, fuck this movie.
it's actually probably my favorite sequence in the film is where he's in front of Blackgate and he's reading the Commissioner Gordon letter, and all the criminals are coming out and they have that music playing, the whole montage of them taking over Gotham City and shit. I was like, oh shit, that looks cool. It's pretty fucking cool.
I like the bat too, by the way.
Which one? Oh, the bat. Yeah, the bat.
That's
cool. I did like Bruce's climb out of the pit. I thought that was cool. The logic behind it didn't make any fucking sense, but it was cool.
Hey, Nolan knows how to set up good tension.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give him that.
That old dude in the prison, he was pretty cool. Just sitting there all the fucking time doing jack shit.
That was the dude Alfred called to get the info on Bane. Yeah. That's how he found out all that fucking information about Bane.
How the hell did he know that?
Google searched it, goddamn. I gotta say, that first hour of the film, it's fucking terrible, I thought. It's edited so badly that it looked like shit is just happening scene after scene. It's like they're trying to speed you up with the past 8 years has happened. And it's just like literally scenes that are just happening. In fact, I never thought I'd say the editing in this film is actually terrible.
Yeah, and then the whole 8 year thing, it doesn't make any fucking sense on multiple levels. Like, Why the fuck would he hide in his goddamn house for 8 years? That's Batman, and not after fucking Bruce Wayne.
Because Rachel died.
Like, I get, like, him hiding out to Batman, but it's still fucking stupid to me, just being a Batman fan. It's like, so many things you can have within that 8-year period that he referenced to that'd be kind of cool. It's like, oh, that's kind of lame. Even think about it, he's only been Batman for about a total of maybe a year and a half.
Yeah, because I was about to say, even in The Dark Knight Returns, he was still going outside as Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
He just wasn't Batman anymore or whatever.
It's like, why did he seclude himself from fucking society?
Oh, because he was soaking over that bitch that died.
No.
My God, like, for fucking 8 years?
For Rachel. Come on now.
He didn't even fucking want you. She wasn't Harvey Dent anyway.
She was the worst thing of the fucking trilogy.
Yeah, no fucking chemistry whatsoever in this fucking film.
That man don't need no love interest. Fuck that bitch.
And he apparently got over it pretty quickly. 8 years in a fucking house, and then he goes to fucking Paris, fucking France with Catwoman, a bitch he just met.
No, I was going to say, fuck Talia before that.
Yeah,
oh,
shit. Yeah. Fire up.
That shit came out of nowhere. Man, this the editing is so bad in this film, though. Literally, you see scenes... I'll set up a perfect example. Towards the end, Batman comes back and he's talking to Jim Gordon on the ice. The very next scene, he helps Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Next
scene.
That ice.
How the fuck did he get to that area that quick?
He's Batman.
I fucking hate that excuse. Like, it was literally, like, but throughout the whole movie, it was just like that. You'll see a character having a conversation with another character, and the next scene, that character will be in this same exact spot. It's just like, wow, the editing is fucking terrible. And it's like it's missing parts of the movie or something like that.
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that scene up. That ice sequence. So many fucking things wrong with that shit.
I know.
It's not even funny. I remember I saw that shit in the trailer. I'm like, oh, that looked cool as fuck.
How did Jim Gordon know where to throw that flare at?
How did he throw that? Oh, and not to mention, why would you light ice on fire? Why the fuck would Batman do that?
How did he know where to throw that shit, though? Like, he threw it
frozen lake.
I was just like, how did he know?
Your idea is put fire in the shit, and not to mention that dumbass bat's on the fucking bridge.
He's too busy watching The Crow. We know that.
I understand. No, he's watching The Punisher. Like, I understand the reason why they're trying to make a symbol of hope for people out there and stuff like that. Which, by the way, Wayne, hope 4 times. I heard it in here.
I got some questions to ask Wayne on this movie, too.
And Wayne, you said Nolan had nothing to do with Man of Steel. That nigga used hope so many times in this fucking film. It was, I was like, goddamn, dude. But I understand the reasoning of the bat signal thing, whatever, and shit like that. But wouldn't he think it'd be more comfortable if he had the element of surprise over Bane?
Not only that, he could spend that amount of time on something much more fucking useful.
Thank you.
Fucking perfectly.
Especially since there's only 12 hours left.
Yes. Thank you.
No, but he has to have a cool entrance. You have to waste time instead of saving people, making the fucking giant logo.
It was cool. It did look cool. It was stupid as fuck.
It was cool in all of it. It was cool in The Crow. It was cool in The Punisher. But when it gets down to it, it's kind of silly and a waste of time.
Yeah, but see, those movies, it's done just like a pure coincidence. Right? Okay, I mean, The Crow makes it. This, he obviously took the time to do it.
Yeah, you're right.
On the bridge where everyone would have seen it. So how the fuck did he get up there and do it in the first place?
Hey, he used that robotic leg of his.
Maybe hide Alfred to come back in.
Jesus Christ.
We need to talk about this right now. First of all, okay, the doctor told him he has no cartilage in his leg.
He has no cartilage.
And the doctor told him, you can't even use your arms or elbows. How the fuck was he using his arms and elbows throughout this whole film?
The suit gives him strength. But how come he's got no cartilage in his knee? What the fuck happened to his knee?
Yeah, they had no fucking cartilage.
There was no connection.
There's no reason that fall he took in Dark Knight should have did that much damage that he had.
He fucking ran off, so it can't be that bad.
Especially with that suit he has on, because that suit is armor.
Yeah.
And that leads into the whole sequence where he goes to the prison or whatever. And he has his bullshit recovery. Was it even 6 months or was it like 3 months? I forgot what it was.
I think it was before 5 months, remember? Because I think the bomb goes off in 5 months. So I think he was there for what? Maybe about four? Because there was only 28 days left.
Motherfucker has no medicine, no actual fucking doctors. He's got a rope. And somehow he heals a broken back.
Fuck the broken back. How did he climb that cave with his arms out?
He climbed the fucking cave or whatever with the prison with no cartilage in his fucking knee and a magically repaired back.
Not only that, but the doctor said he can't even use his arm. It takes upper body strength to climb out of how the fuck did he climb out that motherfucker? And then the inconsistencies with Bane. It's like, you know, one of the problems I have with Bane is that first fight, why did they make him almost invincible?
Yeah, he could take any punch and no damage was done, which is fucking bullshit.
No damage was done, and then the second fight, the consistency of it is like Batman can stun him and stuff like that.
That pissed me off.
And the thing was, too, even when he broke his back, I was like, Batman's wearing body armor right now. His knee, Bane's knee must be damn near indestructible for him to break a back that way. And then when he gets to that final fight scene between two, Bane is losing his shit. He's punching pillars and shit like
that. He's punching a fucking pillar.
Is he human or is he souped up work? Because we're best to believe that he's just a regular person, because they never say in this movie at all that anything he's got is like super strength or nothing like that. They don't say anything like that. They say only thing that has happened, his face got scarred and this doctor attached that mask to him to keep his face intactful from not being in pain and stuff like that. There's nothing venom or anything like that. How the fuck is he punching holes in pillars and shit like that? That pillar is used to hold a building up, people.
Well, I'm all putting the question out there. Why, in the second fight, did Batman finally realize, target the mask? That was a pretty fucking obvious target in the first fight, and he didn't do jack shit.
And you know what? That's my problem with the fight, too, is I think that they should have had Batman fighting that fight reckless. They should have had him like being just stupid, not using his League of Shadows training, but he was using all of his training methods. And then in the second fight, he was fighting like a brute. And I was like, it should have been the opposite way around.
Thank you.
He should have been fighting as if he was afraid of Bane and was getting his ass beat and not using his techniques and stuff like that. And then in the second fight, he should have used all of his techniques and stuff like that.
It should have been his brains. Brains versus Brawn.
Awful. I thought it was just fucking awful on the inconsistencies of just both Batman and Bane. I was like, wow, that was fucking terrible, man.
I agree.
Yeah, because the second fight, he literally just won with his strength. And that, to me, is not fucking Batman.
He didn't learn shit. He didn't learn a goddamn thing. It was like, it was annoying.
Thank you. Now, that always pissed me off. I've been watching the first time. I'm like, all he wins is with, I'm going to use my strength. There was no intelligence, no strategy behind his win. No, he's fighting. And even that thing, you've come back to die with your people. He was like, no.
Oh.
I was like, that is the worst comeback I've ever heard from Batman in my fucking life.
Oh, thank you, Wayne. That fucking comeback. Oh, God.
And the thing is, Wayne, you said he attacked his mask. He didn't plan on attacking his mask. He hit his mask one time, and then he heard that hissing noise and saw Bane frustrated over it. So then that's when he kept hitting. I was just like, wow, so you really just came into this fight after getting your ass beat the first, Cody was right. The prison scene, it was really good. Probably some of the best scenes in the whole movie, because they're setting up this whole training thing for Bruce of how he needs to be afraid of death and stuff like that or whatever. And you think he would go into this fight just a little bit different, but that first fight really ruined how this fight is going to be done, because it's like, well, you've already used all your best techniques on, so what can you do?
Yeah.
It makes no sense how this fight. No one didn't give a fuck about this one. You couldn't have been any more lazier than this damn thing right here.
I always thought the moment Heath Ledger died, he changed whatever this story was. I have no doubt about that. And the more I see it, the more I have no fucking doubt in my mind. He had a different script for the third film, and it changed with obviously the Joker dying.
You fucking know the Joker would have been the judge where the Scarecrow was.
God, yes.
The fucking Joker.
But they're paying tribute and respect to Heath Ledger by not using the Joker in this. Fuck off. If all the prisons got out of Arkham and all the jails, that motherfucker would have been there causing trouble for Bane just because he would want to.
He would have been like, this Bane fella here, I kind of like him.
He's like, I'm going to fuck with him.
Kind of like him, but he's like, you know, he's kind of stupid. He needs something to just give him a little push.
And he would have too. And there was no mention of where he was. So unless he was dead, which obviously he wasn't, where the fuck was he? It's just...
I got a question, man. You know, I got a lot of questions about this movie, but maybe you guys can answer it because you're bigger Batman fans here. What happened to Jim Gordon though? He was in the hospital and he just got his ass up soon?
Man, this movie has so many fucking mysteries about recovery.
Because at one point moment, I just didn't see nothing happen. I saw him just fall into the water of the sewers, and then next you know, he's in the hospital. Then next you know, Joseph Gordon-Levitt said he got shot. But then the very next scene, where some dudes are coming after him, he's up and at him in clothes and ready to go. I'm just like, so was he injured or what? What was he doing?
Oh, he's pretty tough.
He went to the same Batman school for recovery.
And Gotham has a total of over 3,000 police officers?
Oh.
And all of them are useless.
And when they send, like, pretty much the entire force underground.
I mean, because Bane's men and other people in the keep saying, we don't know, these tunnels lead everywhere. We don't know where they end up. How the fuck did Joseph Gordon-Levitt know where to find Commissioner Gordon then?
He's Robin. That's it. It's the only reason you got Bond.
That Robin shit was the first thing that pissed me off when I first saw the movie, but watching it again, it really pissed me off. This I don't know how Bruce Wayne knew his real name was Robin, because he left that bag there under Bruce Wayne's will, which, by the way, when did he make this will and leave that bag for him to make him Batman? That makes no fucking sense.
You forget. He knew his name because he came and visited him when he was in an orphan, and he knew right then he was Batman. Man.
That's the
biggest load of shit I've ever saw.
He must have done a lot of shit like within that 12-hour time span when he arrived back from Gotham.
Yeah, you're right, Cody. He had to, because he created a fucking will and made Joseph Gordon. He only met Joseph Gordon-Levitt in this movie twice. And he literally hands him over the Batman logo and stuff like that. And then he finds out his real fucking name and hands it to him with his real name. Not knowing, because Duke goes and says, you got a package here for John Blake, and he's like, I don't see nothing under the name. And then he says, oh, maybe it's under my real name, Robin. It's like, how would Bruce Wayne know that it is his real name?
Why was it Robin? Why wasn't it Grayson? People and fans aren't that stupid.
There's talk that he wasn't meant to be Robin in the film. He was meant to take the mantle of Batman over.
Oh, suck my dick. Fuck.
That's what I was thinking.
But yeah, that's what I thought too. I never.
Even then, when you break that shit down, you realize he has like no training at all.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's like, why would Batman? He's only met him twice. Why would he hand him over all of this shit?
Yeah.
See, the problem with this movie is the trilogy itself is a lot of these new characters should have been in the first film.
Yeah.
Catwoman should have been in the first film. Because nigga Bruce Wayne looks up articles on Catwoman, how she's just been stealing around Gotham, and yet this is the first time he's ever heard about her.
Yeah. Well, he's been isolated in his house. He hasn't been really looking up much.
No, here's the thing, though. This is supposed to be a world where Gotham is for these three movies, and each movie feels like they're bottling their own universe.
That's true. They all feel different. They all feel different. I will say this one does feel more like a natural sequel to Batman Begins, just because of League of Shadow shit, but
yeah,
that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I got another thing about Joseph Gordon-Levitt I want to ask. Nigga, you a cop. Why are you afraid to shoot people?
Oh, thank you.
That makes no fucking sense.
Especially how that one shot he pulled off. Oh, you know, that shit ricochets.
Yeah, that shit ricocheted.
Oh, like, God, this motherfucker dead shot?
Hey, you know what? I would have approved that ending had he put it like, I'm being a bad guy, being dead shot or something like that, because that makes more fucking sense than this guy here. This motherfucker looked at his gun.
Ricocheted.
Looked at his gun and threw that motherfucker like that. But then he looks at it going, oh. And then he threw his badge into the river. I was just like, I don't get why did he throw his badge in the river. I don't get any of this at all.
Because
like,
he realizes the cops are fucking useless.
I would get it if he was on the force for like multiple years and just like...
But he's a rookie. Yeah.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I was saying, like, he's got tired of this job, got tired of killing people.
Yeah.
Originally. I would get that, but this motherfucker's a rookie.
Oh, my God.
Then all of a sudden, nowhere, he's like, oh, God, this is wrong. Even though the motherfuckers were evil, terrible fucking human beings, making explosives and shit, as he saw. He's like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God. His character was completely useless.
John Blake was terrible.
It was pretty pointless. And it's sad because everyone in here does a pretty good job on their acting abilities, but the fucking script is so bad that it literally has them do one thing and leads them to another trail that just goes nowhere. But I gotta say, the worst acting, Alfred. Man, fuck that dude to an asshole, man.
I wouldn't even say his acting bad.
I found him annoying. Because, all right, here's the thing. He's crying at the end of the movie talking about, I failed you. I didn't want you to do this. Who else would have stopped Bane besides him then? He should be proud of Bruce.
Yeah.
He should be proud of fucking. And then
that's what annoyed you in the first one. The first one, he was saying how proud of him he was.
Scene, and the next scene over is he just looks at Bruce. He's just like, dude, you literally just cry in the last scene. You should be going over there hugging Bruce right now. Like, oh, I thought you was dead or something like that. Now you see him. I'm like, fuck you, Alfred. Fuck this dude.
It shits me because Alfred is always behind Bruce. He will always support him. He doesn't agree with what he's doing, but he will always fucking support him. He would not leave him in that kind of style, especially when he needed him most of all. That pissed me the fuck off seeing that.
It's almost like they couldn't get Michael Caine for an extra day.
Yeah, it was like, I'm filming something else, mate. I need to just go and do something else for a day. Can you just write me out of it for a little bit? Oh, fuck off.
I gotta go film Now You See Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what he was doing, to be honest.
Yeah, I think he was, yeah.
Yeah, that came out the year after, so yeah.
Yeah. I gotta go film that. I think Nolan promised him, I'm gonna put you in every other one of my films. I've got a script called Interstellar. You can be some fucking NASA dickhead in that. Oh, sure thing, mate.
I'm gonna play music over you so people can't understand a word you're saying either. So, that whole thing, I just thought everything of him was just terrible. But the thing of him setting up, you go out there and fight Bane and stuff like that. He's just like, Gotham needs Bruce Wayne, not Batman. Just like, who else is going to stop Bane, Alfred? Look at him.
Thank you.
Who else is going to stop him? Alfred should be proud of what Bruce is doing. Instead over here, he's talking about, I have to leave you. And then he brings up the letter shit. It almost kind of, I won't say ruined the Dark Knight with him burning the letter or whatever, but it trifles with a little bit, where it's kind of like, why would you tell him that then? You shouldn't have fucking burned it then.
Yeah. I agree with that. It kind of did put Dark Knight in a bad light. It didn't ruin it, but I see where you're coming from.
It don't ruin it, but it trifles with it. It just goes like, that makes no fucking sense. It's almost like Alfred was having like a petty little fight with him, and he just wanted to get a one-upmanship over him.
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking hated that scene. I remember actually liking that scene when I first saw it. It took a lot of emotion. But then I looked at it, I was like, no, this scene is awful, actually. Because Wayne is right. Alfred would never just abandon Bruce like that.
Well, especially after they set up in the first two films, where he's always bloody supporting him. And it's like a complete character switch out of nowhere that Alfred becomes this completely different fucking person. And that's, especially from Batman Begins. Batman Begins, he's not for him doing this. But he supports him on it, and he helps him out through it. He even fucking saves his life.
Exactly.
And motivates him to get back up and go out there and kick Raz's fucking ass for burning his fucking house down. But this one, I don't know why they changed. Oh, yeah, I'm just going to have a cup of tea and salute you at the end. As you said, P1, he would have ran over and given Bruce Wayne a fucking blowjob if you saw him alive.
Especially because the scene before that, he's crying in tears. He's talking to the grave. I failed you, Martha, Thomas Wayne and stuff like, I failed you guys. I managed to keep, I'm supposed to keep him alive, and I didn't, whatever. It's just like, the next scene, he just kind of looks at him and goes like, oh, he's alive. Okay, well,
who built that fucking statue?
And the thing is, too, which statue?
Oh, the Batman statue, because it doesn't look like fucking Christian Bale's Batman. It looks more like fucking the comic book.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like it's straight out of
It looked more like his Batman Begins get up.
Which, back on the Alfred, though, you think he would have been more proud of Bruce for saving the city and stopping Bane or whatever, instead of crying to somebody who failed him. It's just like, he's supposed to support him against what he do, but it's like, talking about, give him the resources to the police officer. How the fuck police officer? Police officers are crooked, and Alfred knows this from the Batman Begins or whatever. There's a reason why he became Batman, because the police was crooked.
Yeah.
Alfred was fucking shit in this movie. I couldn't stand his old white ass. I was hoping he would die, to be honest.
Well, you said the whole ending sequence is what really fucked it, with Alfred, with the kiss with Catwoman, and the one scene that fucking annoyed me is where he's saying goodbye to Jim Gordon. He's like, oh, a hero gives a young boy a coat and keeps him warm and all this bullshit. Like, oh, he must be Bruce Wayne. What?
Bruce.
How the fuck?
Yeah, what? How the fuck would he be? many years.
All those fucking years ago.
All those years that passed by, and I don't know how many kids he could have saved, Jim Gordon could have saved, and he remembers that one scene, him putting a coat on fucking Bruce Wayne.
Over 30 fucking years ago, he remembers that fucking specific conversation.
Which, by the way, the worst goddamn death scene I've ever seen, too.
Oh, God, thank you.
That Wow,
even
that was...
the actors, man, even the actors, you can see their reaction to that shit. It's hilarious. It is looking like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man, that shit was pretty fucking... When her eyes just closed, and I just saw it, I was like, what? She made that noise, and I was like, oh, hell.
There had to be another take of that shit. Had to be.
I can't believe how bad this movie was. Like, how terribly bad it was. Oh, my God. Man, fuck you, Cody. I could have known that I somewhat enjoyed this, but now I actually was scratching my head last night watching this. I was just like...
Well, hey, man, we all fell victim to it. Oh,
my God.
All of us.
It's not saying that I hate the movie or dislike it. I still think it's a decent enough...
There's good stuff in here. Yeah.
I didn't enjoy it at all. I'm not going to lie. I didn't enjoy watching it at all. It felt like work.
Damn.
It felt like work because I was just like, what else bad is going to happen? Oh, there it goes. Oh,
yeah, it's kind of heartbreaking, man, because this film really should be better than what it fucking is, man. And you see it in there. You see it. So that's why it's like, you watch like, fuck, man. Nolan, how the fuck do you fuck up this bad?
This movie is 2.5 hours, and it feels like it's so fast and quick cut and edited, so choppy that it feels like it's missing pieces and shit.
And that was my thing, too. I was like, man, they should have split this movie in two parts. They should have split this movie in fucking two parts. That would have been perfect. That way you could have bounced the story out, you could explain shit, and
I think you're right with that. If you ended the first part with him being broken by Bane and taken to a fucking prison and ended there, it would have been a good setup for the final fourth part, or what do you want to fucking call it? Exactly.
Probably still would have been mad about these fight scenes, but still.
Oh, fucking yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But this is a storytelling basis, it wouldn't be better.
I don't know how you can have a 2.5 hour film, though, and have so many quick cuts and edit it this way, though. That makes no goddamn sense how fast that first hour just, like, goes through the loop of things just to catch you up to speed.
That's the thing, man. It's like the only 2.5 hour movie that feels rushed to me.
And then that last third act, it just goes into complete fucking bill. I mean, I'm like some complete fucking... and then the whole bomb thing... We'll find out with Talia al Ghul, and then Bane becoming like Wayne said, some fucking sidekick dumbass or whatever. He just like, oh man, he was such. And then him get, oh, here we go, got killed by Catwoman.
Fuck you. That shit was terrible.
And then I had thought about it, was just like, would that even kill him though? Because I'm like, she didn't directly shoot him up. Like, she shot through the wall, and the wall fell and like hit him aside.
Directly shot into me. Shoot the wall?
Yeah, because I saw like rubble on when it came towards him and stuff like that and shit like that. Because how would she bring the Batmobile up? The Batcycle into the damn building without hitting something.
Without them noticing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, because that shit had to go up steps and shit like that. Like, how did she get through the crowd with that motherfucker? God damn. She got through this crowd of people saying, he must be in there. I'm going there then, or whatever.
Well, as you said too, and if she shot through the wall, how did she know that Bane was going to be standing there without seeing him?
That makes no fucking sense. Makes no fucking sense. It makes no sense at all.
How did she know how to use the fucking thing?
I don't have a problem with that part. I mean, it's just a regular fucking motorcycle when you look at it, really.
Yeah, not when the wheel fucking rotates and flips like it did in The Dark Knight and shit. I mean, goddamn.
The wheel rotating, I get that, whatever. Yeah, it's still just fucking regular-ass goddamn motorcycle. Ain't nothing special about besides the wheel rotating and shit.
This is not a car.
I was not even getting the Morgan Freeman.
Cody, why did you have to pick this? Now I'm disappointed.
Oh, man, we had to talk about this film, man. It had to be done.
You know, I could have died knowing that this was at least decent, but damn, it ain't a decent film.
It had to be done, man.
It's not even decent. That's the problem, though. It's not decent, though.
I haven't seen it in a while. It's a very polarizing film. It's probably one of the biggest trilogies of all fucking time, and it's a sequel to one of the greatest comic movies of all time. So, we had to fucking do this. Had to.
That's not even decent, though. Terrible. The more I think, I'm like,
well, there's so many. There are so many plot holes that could have been like. There's a great skit that's. I think it was College Humor did it with the animation shit where, if Morgan Freeman, Lucius Fox, when they were trying to get the bomb armed, just flooded the whole fucking system, he would have taken Bane. He would have committed suicide, but he would have solved everything right then and fucking there. None of this shit would have happened if he just flooded the whole fucking area and the bomb.
Hey, can I ask you a question? How did Talia override the flooding system anyway? She didn't have nothing in her hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Shit just literally fucking happens. She had nothing in her hands. She literally was just dying, and she said, "He taught me how to override it." It's like, you're not touching nothing right now. So how the fuck did the flood just happen right now? And then they talk about how this is an atom bomb. That shit, that truck fell off a damn bridge and then tumbled that damn bomb. And then Batman dragged that bomb out, running it into buildings and shit like that. I'm just like, that bomb would have blew up on fucking contact. If it's an atom bomb, atom bombs, they even say it's unstable.
I never thought about that.
Oh,
it's pretty fucking stable at the moment.
I'm telling you, you gotta do commentary on shit because you'll just find bad shit literally
The way they should have ended it, which I always saw it, is he should have flown off to the bomb with a bomb, ended up in Metropolis, dropped that shit off, and just let that shit fucking blow up. Take Metropolis out.
Oh, and then that's why Donald Justice got started?
Yeah, exactly.
Superman didn't take Gotham building down. Batman bombed Superman.
Hey, it could have been worse. You could have had Bruce Wayne driving away in a Jeep. So, oh well.
How about those retarded-ass looks that Bruce kept giving whenever, like, Joseph Gordon-Levitt saying, "Hey, I want to thank you. Don't thank me yet." He's like, "Well, I might not get a chance." And then the camera just looks at Bruce's face as Batman. He just stands there with a look on his face like, "This could be my last time." See, it's like, okay.
That's a good point. No, I remember when he was with Catwoman where they're checking out the Batpod.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then she was like, "Yo, you don't owe these people anything." He's like, "She's like, she said, you've given everything." He's like, "And everything." Oh, yeah.
The camera's like,
keeps his mouth open. I'm like, God, close your fucking mouth.
Well, even Christian Bale, if you saw, he came out recently saying he didn't like his portrayal of Batman.
Right. Yeah, he did. He
said, like, good on you. Because, that fucking guy's mouth is open a lot. Like, he's always, like, what the fuck are you doing?
The camera's trying to do some foreshadowing for you just by showing expressions in his face like, this could be the last time. It's just like,
but he looks
dazed
and confused. It's not working.
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of Amazing Spider-Man with Gwen Stacy.
That,
oh, God.
Every time they kept bringing up something about death or whatever, shit like that. Like, they kept setting that girl down. Matter of fact, they opened the movie up with that girl giving a speech about fucking death. It's just like, Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, it wasn't on that level, man.
And it was close enough, man. That shit was just, it was throughout the whole fucking movie. Even when Alfred, you really to put your life on the line, Bruce just standing there looking at it, and they put the camera zoom. I'm just like, oh, come on now. God damn it. We get it. We fucking get it, okay? I thought that was some of Nolan's bad technique of trying to add attention to his death or whatever, because he just kept doing it throughout every 30 minutes of the fucking film.
Yeah, you know, I never thought about that, but you're right. They really force in the fact that, one, this is his final adventure, or whatever you want to call it, and that he's going to die. He's going to risk his life for the city that couldn't give a shit about him, and he's going to die doing it. That's a really good point.
I would have preferred if he would have died. Would have had more weight.
Yeah, I think would have.
This is the ending anyway. I wish he would just stay there.
Alfred should have become Batman. Anyway. Fuck it. He should have swung to the cave at the end.
I'm with Cody. I wish he would have died. It would have had a little bit more gravitas to it. But throughout this whole movie, it's foreshadowing on him with the camera just lingered on him. It's multiple fucking times. I'm telling you, just like I made Spider-Man with Gwen Stacy and shit, multiple fucking times, him just standing there every time somebody says, this is going to be the last time I see you, or this is the last time this, and it's just like, the camera just zooms in on his face real quick, and he's got this dumb, confused look on his face like, huh. They didn't tell me I wouldn't return for a fourth one. Motherfucker. I gotta talk to my agent tonight. Man, this movie is fucking awful. This movie is that third act. That's terrible, though. Oh, God. And then the doctor that constructed the bomb, too, and stuff like that. I was just like, man, that makes no goddamn sense. It's just like, we're going to kill him. And then the mayor was pointless in this film. He had such a big role in the fucking Dark Knight. And then,
And he died. He did die in this film, right?
Yep, he died.
Because the way they show it, as you say, the editing, it's like, boom, blows up, but you never see the after effect of him actually being dead.
I was going to say, I didn't know if he died or not, because I saw the explosion. I saw the explosion, but shit, it's like, they don't, like, what you just said, they don't show you shit.
Yeah, so you're like, not even sure. With Bane, they don't Bane, yeah, exactly. Bane, is he dead? Is the mayor dead? Is anyone fucking dead? You don't know.
The camera shies away. The camera just hints at it. It's like they show this explosion going, but then it's just like, okay, that explosion could have been anything, whatever, because we've seen other explosions in this film where people live through it. So it's like, your consistency throughout the whole fucking film is just terrible.
Yeah, but you're right with the editing. It's like awful. It's like someone edited this film differently. Like, one of the great sequences in Dark Knight is when they finally discover that Joker's coming to the party to go after Harvey Dent. And it shows the judge being blown up, and you see all the Joker cards. The Commissioner Loeb gets poisoned, and it keeps cutting away, and then you see the elevator and the Joker. That is good editing, because that builds fucking tension. But this, you're right, it's just edited really... Yeah shit. Don't you just go and take over this again, or what?
Maybe Nolan... editor died be after Dark Knight 2 along with Heath Ledger, but he never got any credit because you know how sometimes people don't get credit for their death.
Well, two people did die. I think it wasn't the stuntman died.
Overshadowed
as well.
By Heath Ledger. Yeah. It's like someone else died.
I'm sure it was a stunt guy.
It was a stunt guy.
I don't know, just the way it dismissed Bane like that. I thought he had such a presence in the film. I'm not saying he was better than Joker or anything like that, but I thought that a standalone villain for the film, I thought he was great for what he was doing. But then the way it just ended it with him, I was like, and then, you know, even when Taya reveals herself, he doesn't talk at all. He's just there in the background and just standing there. I'm just like, ah, he's talking all that shit to Bruce beforehand. Now Taya's in there. She's talking about, oh, the story of how he loved me and stuff like that. And I got a question for y'all now. It's going to blow y'all fucking mind. This is probably where it's going to get my rating, too. How in the fuck is him and Taya the same age?
Yeah.
They're not the same age. I think what they were trying to get across is that Bane is all that he looks. Obviously, they're supposed to be the same age. It didn't come across that way to me. So.
There's some terrible fucking makeup, man, because he should be a fucking dinosaur.
He's clearly older than fucking Tom.
They show you his face in the damn, when she was a kid, and he don't look no...
I know.
Oh, but no one ages in this whole trilogy. They never have.
I don't give a fuck. Ain't no excuse. Ain't no excuse at all.
Because, okay, you go, Michael Caine, or Commissioner Gordon, prime example. They're young when Bruce, they look the same when Bruce Wayne is, what, 10? They don't fucking look any different by the end of this film. Which is at least, what, 20 years
same
later?
With, Bruce now. The same with Bruce and fucking Bane.
Yeah, true. Fucking true.
He don't look like he fucking aged a bit since he saved Talia from that damn cave and shit like that.
That was just to show. Oh, look, it's Tom Hardy. You can see his face. Oh, put the mask back on him.
Was that a Negasonic Teenage Warhead that played Lil Talia?
Oh,
and that did look like her.
that was a little Negasonic. Shit. Nigga, what?
That's the coolest name ever.
like her. Fucking, how the fuck that little girl get out of that tunnel? That don't make no damn sense. That don't make no fucking sense.
Wait a minute. Even once Bruce or the fucking Tully got out of that cave, you're in the middle of fucking buttfuck nowhere. Where the hell did you go from there?
How did he get a plane to get back to Gotham?
The age-old question. How the fuck did Bruce get back into Gotham?
And then he comes out of nowhere talking about... You sure are nice with the kids, Ryan. It's like, how are you calm right now? A bomb is about to go off in 12 hours.
And he's hiding his identity pretty well by just looking exactly like Bruce Wayne, walking around.
Identity everywhere. I mean,
yeah, and even bring him to that courthouse wherever they're holding all those citizens at. And nobody knows, it's fucking Bruce Wayne that brought him in. The fuck was he at?
even though that's Bane's men, and they saw his identity when Bane broke his back, so it's like, I don't get how you... Why the fuck would you take him near Morgan Freeman? That makes no sense. You would take him to the guy that you knew who supplied him with all of his weapons and stuff.
Yep.
God, this movie is just one big-ass coincidence. It's a convenience and a coincidence. I don't think I've ever seen a third movie have so much fucking coincidence as this movie does.
Yep.
Yeah, the more I think about it, he really did this because he was paid the money to finish off a trilogy. And I don't think he knew where to go with it. After Heath Ledger died, I don't think he knew where to go with it.
And that's the thing, though. He wasn't signed up for original trilogy.
Oh, God, no. He did film by film. He did Batman Begins. They threw a lot of money to him to do Dark Knight, and then a shitload of money to do this film. So he had no contract to do three films.
Yeah, he didn't have a contract for three films or shit like that. Like you said, he just threw money at him. The fact that no one would come in as lazy, though, I expect better from him, whether he was contracted for three films or not.
I agree.
Well, here's a question. Do you reckon they should have... After Dark Knight, clearly Nolan didn't want to do a third one. Well, that's what the thing was.
I was going to say, it's pretty fucking obvious.
Should they, do you reckon, and I'm pretty sure I know the answer, should they have brought someone else in to direct and write a third film?
That's a great question. I don't know.
What, you know, the Nolan fans would have bitched, but after seeing this, I probably think it would have been a better idea. At least for someone to write it.
I don't know. Sometimes we see that and it just goes, X-Men, that's a...
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a prime example. I mean, granted, I didn't like the first two, but, you know, that third one was just complete dog shit. I mean, I don't know, because it probably would have felt even more different from the first two. I mean, granted, this one already feels different, but if it would have been the second film, the new director come in, then, yeah, I can understand it. But the third film, the finish, those tend to not go the positive light sometimes. I don't know. Nolan maybe could have directed it and got another writer on it or something like that. But I don't know. The writing on here is pretty shitty, I got to say. I thought Nolan usually goes into projects with a little bit more, whether he wanted to do them or not, a little bit more positivity towards it. But you can tell he really just didn't give a fuck about this at all.
It didn't seem like it.
And the thing is, it ain't like no one fucking put a gun to his head, like you said, when he took it, because they dumped a dump load of money on him. But it's just like,
oh, God, yeah. You can see it's a money. You can see it's a money film.
And he wasn't contracted to do a third film, so it's like, why do it then if you didn't want to fucking do it?
Money! It's always about money, man.
No, you know, Nolan didn't strike me as a guy that did things for money.
Fucking hell, he's human. Everyone does shit for money. Shit, I'll do it.
Don't get me wrong. Fuck yeah. I would sell you niggas out in a heartbeat for something. I would sell you. I would sell Wayne out a turkey sandwich or some shit like that. You know what I mean? But shit, Nolan never struck me as a guy that did shit for money. Especially if he wasn't contracting in the first place, why would he just do it? Especially when he already had projects that he was going to work on anyway that he knew was going to make a lot of money.
Well, he's what I'll throw at you. I've got a feeling he did this movie to get Interstellar made.
God damn, that dude's track record.
Hey.
Wait a minute, didn't he? Because I'm sure he did Dark Knight to get Inception mode.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think that way?
Well, he's a smart man, Nolan. If he's going to make something for money, I reckon he literally makes the deal with the studio that he gets. And I'm sure, I remember seeing the whole thing with Dark Knight, obviously one with Heath Ledger. He got to make Inception after he did Dark Knight. Was one of like his contract deals. And then with Dark Knight Rises, it would have been Interstellar after that.
Yeah, but
maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that.
Yeah, but the difference between Interstellar and Inception is Inception was more of his passion project that he always wanted to do, and Dark Knight gave him the money and chance to do that.
Oh, that's what I mean. So I reckon he was kind of doing them to get his other films made.
Interstellar, though. I don't think he did that in Dark Knight Rises for Interstellar. He already had that made.
Fucking Skype. Oh, I missed that. What was that? Skype's being a dick.
Skype's cutting out like a motherfucker right now.
Fucking Skype. It doesn't like us talking shit about the movie.
I'm mentally right now.
So where would you put this? Okay, would you prefer Man of Steel or this? That's a good question.
Oh, God. What do you think? Neither. How about that? I don't know. We're going to find out.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to find out, people. You motherfucker.
We're going to find out which one we hate more.
God damn it.
Hey, by the way, Wayne, Justice League War is now on Netflix, too, for you.
Yeah, fucking wonderful. Yeah, fuck that.
I know you're excited about that, because that's the next film we got.
Fucking cunt. Why are you doing this to me?
Justice League, well, I gotta watch. I'm not, no, fuck you.
I think Luke, even Luke said he's going to check that out. So you might get a double review for that. You might get our review and then.
It's a goddamn liar, Wayne. Don't trust Luke. Luke is a goddamn liar. He ain't going to watch that shit. You know it. You're going to have to force him to watch it.
Damn straight. What do you think I'm doing? If I'm watching that shit, he's watching it with me.
Oh, you have fun with that. That's probably the worst DC movie I've ever seen.
I'll break his back like fucking baby.
Yeah.
What? Hang on. It can't be the worst. Come on.
Well, you haven't seen it yet.
God. Oh, God.
If you're talking about just like with their mainstream characters, then yes, that is the worst fucking film I think.
Yeah, and yeah, they're trying to take that shit somewhat seriously. You say what you will about Batman Forever and fucking Batman and Robin. That's some other shit. That's the gore. Man.
Like, basically, when you hated Man of Steel, wait till you see this Superman.
Oh, gee.
you ain't seen shit.
And they combine that Superman with a bunch of other dumb motherfuckers. So you can imagine what you're in store for.
Hey, Wayne, I'll give you a line here. You strong. Me.
That's what Superman turns Superman into fucking Bane for Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Hang on. What? Superman says that.
Yeah, Superman says Wonder Woman, yeah.
You strong,
yeah.
What, is he a fucking retarded idiot? What?
And then Wonder Woman's getting mad about ice cream and her outfits.
That ice cream sequence was the worst fucking thing I've seen in quite some time.
Ice cream? What? Hang on. You know, you serious? I don't know if you two are fucking with me now.
Time out to have a fucking sequence where Wonder Woman gets mad about some ice cream.
Yeah, no. And about how people say her outfit is not good for the public, and she says, I think my outfit makes me look strong and powerful.
While she's looking horrid as fuck.
Oh, and mind you, let's not tell him about the plan to take Darkseid out. Take his eyes out.
Take his fucking eyes out. Oh, yeah. I have to mention, Darkseid is also Bane for Batman and Robin. Has one fucking line.
Nah.
He comes in, Wayne, he's like, I am Darkseid.
We are not making this shit up.
I'm looking at reviews right here. People say it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a thing. That's a thing.
The only remote good thing about that movie is fucking Batman himself. That's it.
And he barely does anything in the film.
Yeah.
It must be you, but look, 7.2 on IMDb out of 10. 81% in Rotten Tomatoes.
Look at the Dark Knight Rises IMDb score, too.
What the fuck are they wearing? Holy shit.
Look at Gotham's IMDb
score. Oh, don't get me started on Gotham.
Look at Gotham IMDb score, and then come back and tell us a little more, okay? Remember, you told me one episode had higher than Under the Red Hood.
Oh, God, yeah. Go fuck.
Oh, Wayne, we telling you this right now. Look, trust me, I can't stand Man of Steel, but I don't think I hate it on the level you do. So you watch Justice League War, and remember, Justice League War came out almost right after Man of Steel. So I it was fresh in my head when I saw that movie.
Jesus Christ.
That movie is literally the worst goddamn thing I've ever seen the Justice League do.
You have no fucking idea, Wayne.
I've seen Man of Steel once, and I despise it. If this is worse, then...
I'm gonna explode. Say it's easy worse.
Yeah, I think I'm with Cody on that. I think it's worse than Man of Steel.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
I can't stand Man of Steel. It made, like, my number three worst superhero movie of all time, but I think Justice League War, that was my number one. Justice League War, that movie is fucking abysmal. Cause the thing is, because Man of Steel fucks up that one character, this movie fucks up them all. And, like, Cody said, Batman may be the only good thing in it, but it's like, he ain't giving or doing enough to make this a positive line. And they don't even start on Cyborg.
I hate Cyborg anyway. Cyborg's a dick.
Oh God.
I mean, that's my favorite character in the film.
Man, you want to talk about the worst origin story of all fucking time. My God. See, that's why I don't have black superheroes, that motherfucker.
Somewhere, Black Panther saw that and said, nigga, I ain't never going to get my movie made.
Yeah, he got lucky after that shit, because goddamn.
Hey, so let me give you a recap then, Wayne. Cyborg becomes Cyborg because his father wouldn't come to his football game.
What? 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 No. Huh? What? What? It becomes a hero because of football.
Yes.
No. No.
Yeah, that's why.
Nah.
That's why.
Nah.
That's why, yeah.
DC can't be this bad.
You need to go watch that film. Hey, well, you'll get a chance to watch that film. I can't wait for you to watch this shit.
Can't wait. Can't wait. I might even call myself watching this shit.
Tell them about the charismatic Green Lantern.
Fuck.
Most annoying motherfucker of all. Oh, and don't forget Flash, the fanboy Flash.
Fanboy Flash. And that was like all there was to him. That was it. Literally.
It's an honor to meet you, Batman. I'm so excited to finally see you.
That was his only saving grace. That was it. That was all that was there to him. That's it.
They didn't know what to do with the Flash, so they just made him a dick rider. They made the Flash a dick rider in that film. Oh, and I'm not talking about the inconsistencies of Darkseid and fighting him.
Bullshit.
Oh boy, hey, well, you know what? Next time I see a Justice League movie in Dark Side, I'm gonna be like, just take his eyes out. That works. Just take his eyes out. Yeah. Yeah, they did it in Justice League War. Why not do it here?
God, fucking hell. I'm not gonna like this film.
Yeah, we know you. That's the thing. If you come out of liking this film, me and Cody gonna be baffled as fuck.
Well, you know, I'm a bit weird at times, so you never know.
Nah, you ain't gonna like that. I already know.
Wayne, you would not like that. He's not gonna like this shit.
But I mean, I've heard so many bad things about it. Surely it can't be that
just
bad.
Just us, though, I'm sure, because everybody else loves it.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
I knew somebody that liked this film, and I started explaining to him. He's like, wow, I never thought about any of this. But he's like, oh, I still had a good time watching. I was like, how? All the characters in here are annoying.
Yeah. You know, DC really have failed lately in every possible thing they've done, so I'm not going to be surprised.
They have a lot of redemption to do, let's just say that.
Redemption? My God.
You think?
Yeah. Well, you know what? They got their that new animated Batman film coming out. They got two live-action films coming out, so this is the year of DC, and if they fuck this year, I'm
Jesus.
Yeah, this is like their year of hope, basically.
Hope.
I got that word again.
Yeah. Hey, Nolan started that word. He said it four times.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know how many fucking characters said hope in this goddamn film, and I was just looking at it. I was like, so yeah, I guess he did add some lines in the Man of Steel, because goddamn, dude, how many times can you say that fucking word now?
Hope. Oh, who gives a shit about hope? I mean, hope's just a word. Fuck that.
You gotta have hope, Wayne.
Oh, fucking bullshit. You gotta have money.
Which Bruce Wayne did not have
any. Yeah, he didn't have any. Not only did he lost all his money as well. What a load of shit.
Wayne, final thoughts of the film.
Final thoughts. I did not like it much when I first saw it. I thought it was passable, but when motherfuckers told me it's better than, just as good as Dark Knight and as good as the job. I'm like, fuck off. I thought it was me. I really did.
But Jordan Marquez told you this, I know.
Oh, but the more I think about it, it's a movie that had potential. But my God, it fucked up on so many fucking levels.
Wayne was still on Max Cast when this movie came out, people, and him and Jordan argued about this for a long
constantly. Time. I actually left the review. I was at work doing the film review for it, and they're all kissing its ass, saying, oh, it's as good as Dark Knight. I'm like, you motherfuckers are clearly fan-riding a dick at the moment, because there's no way in hell. I mean, look, I love Batman. Fucking worship Batman. But this motherfucker was hardly Batman in it. He was a crippled Batman, which is fucking ridiculous. And as you said, the characters, the dialogue, the just unneeded coincidences that fucking appear in this film all the time.
Can I tell you a shocking thing about this, too? You're gonna laugh at this. Z used to hang out with this film crew of people.
Okay, all that's funny already, but still.
All of them loved it except for Z.
Yeah.
That shit shocked the hell out of me. And the thing was, one of them even said that he convinced everyone else that Bane was as more intimidating than the Joker.
What? How?
Did he mean in a physical?
Yeah. No, he meant on a
standpoint or
everything. He said he's a better villain than the Joker is.
Wow.
Who said that?
I don't remember the motherfucker's name.
Oh, you said if that was Z, then I'd tell you what.
No, it wasn't. Z hated this movie when it came out.
I'd put him back in a fucking hospital if he said that shit.
It was actually kind of shocking that he was the only one, because I remember he got into a huge argument with everyone because everybody else there loved it, and he was the only one that hated it. So
wow,
fucking so, yeah. Z was right all along. Jesus Christ, never thought I'd say those words.
Yeah, but I remember them saying that they thought that Bane was more intimidating than the Joker, or just a better villain than Sad.
My God, my testicles are more intimidating than Bane in this film. Seriously. To be honest, I'm really... Like, this is what... Okay, out of all the films we've ever done, as a review, as a rating, this one's the hardest one for me to fucking pick.
Yeah.
So, I don't know why. It's one of those ones I'm like, it's not...
I agree 100%.
Yeah, it's not... It's not... It's definitely not a fucking see it. It's not a fuck it. But it falls into those categories so easily. It's a borderline fuck it, but if I'm going to give it... probably a stream it, but even then, it's a very... mid-range stream it that could become a fuck it at times.
So basically it's just a notch above a fuck it. So it's
pretty
above,
much, it's yeah. It's not a fuck it, it's just a fuck. Because it's you're like, instead of going, oh fuck this, you're sitting there just going, oh fuck. You know, it could have been better. It's a mid-range high fuck it, low stream it. You're out of that era. It's hard to rate it for me. It really is.
Well, this is the fourth time I didn't change my rating on this one. Now,
Jesus.
When I first saw it, I had it at a low C. but now, you know, I had my rating after watching it.
It's gone.
But then now, the more we talk about it, the more I think about it, I think I made up my mind when we were at the 30-minute mark of this review of what my rating was going to be, because actually, I think...
Give me an F. Give me a U.
Hey, this is a fuck it. I'm sorry. There ain't no fucking point in this. This movie is awful. This movie is fucking awful. It's like, I have no reason of wanting to go back and watch this film. I think there's a reason why I only bought the Blu-ray and never watched it. Because I knew in my mind I didn't want to watch it again, because I was like, yeah, I just own it and I want to watch it. There are some good things in here, but they are so far and few between that it takes a while to get to them. And then you have to tune out everything else that's going on in the background to enjoy it, because there's a lot of other stupid shit that goes on. The plot doesn't make any sense. Characters are not inconsistent. They're doing random ass things that deviate from their character traits at the beginning of the film or even in previous films. There's characters in here that don't even belong in the movie. They're just thrown in here just because you gotta have another character, and you gotta have that Robin and that Catwoman and all them and stuff like that. Bane's plan was stupid as hell. I don't like how they handled him at the end. They just dismissed him. Catwoman killing him was bullshit. The whole Bruce Wayne biology of a human body, that just completely got thrown out the fucking building. It's like, I love it because it's supposed to be a realistic Batman, and yet it's the most cartoonish one when it comes to...
It's more cartoonish than the cartoon, yes.
It's more fucking cartoonish than the cartoon, yes. And I don't even know how... When we first went to the doctor, when I first saw this movie, I was like, wow, your body's fucked. But when I rewatched this last night and saw it, I was like, no, your body is completely done. I don't even know how you were able... Because I love that scene right there, doctor tells him, your body's fucked. He jumps out of a window and is bent over talking to Gordon. I'm just like, how is he even bending his knees right now talking to Gordon? That's not even possible. Like, that's not even humanly possible. And yet, he still doesn't know that that's Bruce Wayne?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know there's the line of, I never really cared of who you were or anything like that, but come on now, Gordon. You ain't that goddamn stupid. Well, are you? I don't know. You made John Blake a detective out of nowhere, so I mean...
Yes, there you go.
That kind of comes out of nowhere. And then we didn't even get into the plan of how in the fuck... Do you know how long it would take for Bane to set that many explosives underground? When Joseph Gordon-Levitt was driving the car and you saw those sewer things going, I was like, it must be miles and layers of bombs exploding. It's like, how could no one detect this shit? There was a lot of stupid shit in this movie, and I honestly, when I thought about it last night, I was watching, I didn't find myself really enjoying this. I found it to be kind of irritating as hell, because I had to say that Wayne was right. That's what
I'm damn. Yeah.
And that annoyed me more than anything. I was like, oh, goddamn shit.
But I think, you know, the one thing you say, if this movie was not playing the realistic Batman, it was just being silly, you could let all that shit pass, but because it's the realistic Batman, it's like, no, it's fucking not. There's no way they could possibly do that shit.
Well, that's why I don't like Batman gets a pass on it, but that's why that was one of the reasons why I didn't like Man of Steel, because they try to do so realistic with it. But when you get down to it, this shit is silly as fuck.
It's about a fucking illegal immigrant that from another planet, all right?
I mean, we could take any property. They did that with Amazing Spider-Man too, made him all serious. And he's just like, wow, this looks stupid. You can do that with any superhero film, don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, let's be real. They're comic book heroes. They're silly as fuck. Okay, there's nothing you can make realistic that ain't going to look silly at one point. And if the movie and the writing is bad, it's going to shine like a motherfucker that it's just silly. And Man of Steel does that full of potential of showing how silly that movie is by being so serious. But people love it because they're fucking morons. But, yeah, man, I was going to give it my rating has changed so much on this. I was going to go low rent it, and I was going to go stream it, but then we thought about it. It's a fuck it. I hate this movie. I hate it.
You just threw something at that anger.
I threw my Gleaming Lantern ring. I threw that shit.
Wowzers. You guys bring up good points, man. I can't quite give it a fuck it because the good stuff that's in here, I think it is actually really fucking good. While it is few and far between, it does give me reminders of the prowess of Nolan from back in the day, at least. Well, not by now, but back in the day.
Are you excited for Nolan's next film, Cody?
No. And I used to be a legitimate Nolan fanboy, too. Like, no bullshit. I was one of those dudes that lived and died by fucking Christopher Nolan. I swear to God. I was like, that dude could do no fucking wrong. None. I was one of those guys.
Then you rewatched this and said, okay.
I rewatched this. I was like, oh, well. Just like they said about Harvey Dent, you've been given a false idol. like I say, I can't quite give it a fuck it for those reasons. I can't quite give it for streaming or even rent it. For the reasons of, there's a lot of bad shit in here, and it's more puzzling because this is a Nolan film, and I know he's capable of much more than this. I saw the fucking Dark Knight and like the three films he had before this fucking movie, so it was very puzzling. I was like, man, what went wrong during this fucking film? Like, it's just like basic shit too. It's like obvious. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
And the thing is too, Warner Brothers don't get involved with it, so we know, can't blame the studio.
Yeah, like even fucking Batman Begins, David Goyer wrote half of that shit. Even that's fucking genius compared to this shit. I love Batman Begins. I'm like, what the fuck? You had Nolan and his brother Jonathan on this shit, the previous two films, and somehow this turned out worse than those other ones. I'm like, I don't get that. How does that work, man? I don't understand it. Like, granted, going into this, I wasn't expecting it to be as great as The Dark Knight, but
nobody
won a worthy. Yeah, but I did think it was going to be a worthy follow-up. I was like, okay, this should be a good wrap-up for the trilogy. I didn't get that. And then on that basis alone, it's fucking disappointing, man, because, like, shit, they almost had it. They almost had it, man. We almost had the perfect fucking trilogy. But no, they kind of screwed the pooch on this one, man. So, it's tough.
Before you give your rating, I got to say, my rating is a personal rating. I think these ratings me and Wayne probably gave were personal.
While watching it, man, I can't say that I like legitimately hated it. I was talking shit about it this entire video, obviously, but I can't say like watching it, I was hating it. I was like having steam come from my ears and shit. I was like, no, I didn't have that reaction. But given that this is a sequel to The Dark Knight, and this is a part of that trilogy that he created with Batman Begins, which is one of the greatest origin stories of all time, and then The Dark Knight, which is the greatest sequel of all time, in my opinion, then they have this shit. I'm like,
this shit makes Toy Story look realistic.
Yeah.
Damn. I didn't enjoy any bit of this watching this. I was kind of mad actually watching it. Yeah. I remember I kept talking to myself as I was rewatching it, going, how in the fuck? Wait, what? No!
I hear you, man. So I got to give it a little stream. That's where I come at down.
What did you originally give it when you first saw it?
When I first saw it, I gave it a low C.
You gave it a low C too? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, those rating changes are, those are some huge ass drops right there for three of
us. The problem is, after we watch Man of Steel, my rating will probably go up. But not for Man of Steel, fuck that, for this.
Go up.
I don't think we got a rating for Man of Steel for me. I just Like, okay, it's a fuck it, all right. Just give it that, all right. There's a preview for it, people.
Oh, man, it's still going to be a review. I think it's going to be a breakdown.
Yeah, because look, it's a fuck it straight up. We know that. We know what you and me are giving it. Cody, it's a love it. We know it, but so it's different.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, Wayne, you've been giving me ratings since fucking 2014 and shit.
Excuse me. This movie was, this is probably the most heartbreaking film for us. For me.
Yeah, it is heartbreaking.
Yeah, damn. So, well, you know what? Hey, I'll break your heart some more with War and Man of Steel, so.
Fuck you.
Well, I gotta watch Man of Steel again.
Yes!
I thought you were joking about that.
Hey, Cody, to cheer you up, Man of Steel is the week that Dawn of Justice comes out.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the Dawn of Justice month, people.
I see. I'm probably going to hate fucking Dawn of Justice.
My turn couldn't have fucked any better, could it?
Perfect timing, you son of a bitch.
I planned these dates out perfectly. I was like, oh, wow, I get Dawn of Justice. I said, what better film, Sam, than Justice League War and Man of Steel? We're going to have an awesome
time. That could very well work into its favor. I'll go and guess it's like a motherfucker. We'll find out.
Yeah, I just think Wayne
can get Dawn of Justice the past now once he see War.
Oh, jeez.
Well, shit, anybody would. Nah, he going to get Man of Steel pass.
God, no. 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 There ain't no film that can do that.
Yeah, you say that now.
Well, you know what, Wayne? The fact that you have to watch Man of Steel 5 days before Dawn of Justice comes out, that actually may give you a positive light going
into. Yeah, but the question is, do we have to? Because when's it come out there?
The 25th, is it?
Yeah,
25th.
So, but that'll be our next spoiling of the movies.
Our next spoiling of the movies is Justice League War. And our next spoiling of the movies, no, because the 25th is a Friday. For us, at least.
That's my point. Right. So, in other words, we're going to be watching...
That Sunday before, which I think is, what, the 20th? Or whatever, that's when we do Man of Steel.
Ah, so we're going to do a special.
I wouldn't call it a special, but okay.
I think it's the date now, because the date now is the 7th,
we're doing
right?
War next, correct?
Yeah, we're doing War next.
Yeah, War will be the next review. That'll be the 20th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that means...
Yeah, we'll be doing Man of Steel after
Dawn of Justice.
Yeah, Man of Steel after Dawn of Justice, yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, I ain't gonna fuck them up. And fucking changing in.
Well, hey, man, you might be excited. You never know.
Oh, yeah, can't wait. I've got a midnight screening for fucking Dawn of Justice. I've got a fucking watch Man of Steel at the same time. Oh, great.
Yeah, so that's...
Are you forced to go to that midnight screen? I'm just curious.
No.
Oh, okay. Just
no. I'm doing this a smart way because my mate called me up and said, look, they've got midnight screenings. I'll buy us tickets. I'm like, sweet, you're paying for the fucking thing. Great. Free movie. Yeah, sweet.
Wow. Okay.
I ain't paying to see that shit.
Like, I didn't know you had friends. Okay.
I've got two of them. Thank you very much.
I thought we was your only friends. That's why you kept talking to us. Okay.
I thought it was just us and Jamie.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Cody, he's gonna watch it with Jamie, and he's gonna walk out loving it, so he'll be fine. Don't worry.
Well, Dawn of Justice? No way, I'm loving that shit.
You'll watch it with Jamie, and you'll love it. I know it for a fact.
I'll come back, boys. It's a great film.
Hey, there's rumors saying he's the best thing in the movie. So
fucking get with him.
There are rumors saying he's pretty good, actually. So I
find that hard to believe because he's fucking annoying.
Yeah, thank you.
unless he had like a major fucking character evolution.
I tell you what, he'll have to pull off an Oscar-worthy performance for me to fucking change my opinion.
Don't you
have
a bet about him doing an Oscar?
If he gets nominated for an Oscar, if he gets nominated for that shit, I literally have got to do the drag queen scene.
No goddamn
shit. Thank you. Just say fucking bet.
Jesse, I haven't nominated him. Come on now.
That is the cheap fucking bet I've ever fucking. You know, good goddamn well. No matter how good he is, he ain't getting nominated for that shit.
Damn straight, he's not.
Right now, I don't give a fuck what those rumors say. I've seen those trailers. That nigga's awful. So he's gonna have to do something extremely incredible to change his voice to get me to like him.
Yeah, it got the most misleading fucking trailers of all time. Change my fucking thing.
Because his voice, fucking terrible. His voice is annoying as shit. Okay.
What do you mean his voice? His fucking mop head looks like fucking Beaker.
His voice is annoying as shit. Aaron, voice, talk like that or whatever. Like, there's no excitement to get out of that the way he talks. Yes, his voice is annoying.
Was it? It's a three-syllable word. Be too great for a human. Fuck you.
And I don't find him intimidating either because I don't like Jesse Eisenberg because he's a little fucking douchebag. So it's like, he's gonna have to like literally make Batman and Superman suck his dick at the same time for me to like him.
Okay, if they do that in Dawn of Justice, I'll give that a fucking pass because that's courage, all right? If they can literally do that fucking scene by him breaking him down to give him a blowjob, I mean, okay. All respect to you, Warner.
Be real. Come on. Can't you see this Jesse Eisenberg breaking Superman down? That wouldn't make no goddamn sense now.
He does in the trailer. He's like, look, Superman's kneeling down at him. I'm like, the fuck, man? You could throw him into the sun. What are you doing?
Oh, well, Henry Cavill's non-acting ass. Come on.
I wanted it. You'd be dead already. Okay, whatever.
What have you done? Lord. Oh, God. Oh, people, that's been another spoiling of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God, this was a heartbreaking one, too.
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, well, hey, time to put you back in the closet, never be seen again. Never be seen again.
Time for Justice League War.
Fuck me.
Oh, yeah, you're really going to like Dawn of Justice now, Wayne. You are so going to like that movie. I'm telling you, that movie is complete dog shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking horrendous.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, later, bastards. I'm out of here.
Later, beautiful bastards.
Fuck up.
You've given them everything.
Not everything.
My mother warned me about getting into cars with strange men.
This isn't a car.